It's Friday, September 11th, 2009, and welcome to episode 97 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. On the last episode of Tech Talk for Teachers, I discussed how we are increasingly seeing stories in the news related to the warning signs regarding Web 2.0 services. Over the past couple of weeks, there have been a couple more high-profile cases that give some credence to the dangers of relying solely upon Web 2.0 services in the cloud. Cloud computing is the general term used where companies host their services on servers connected to the internet, and customers use the internet to gain access to them. Many Web 2.0 services are free and therefore appeal to educators. As long as the servers are in good working condition, and as long as the customers have a good connection to the internet, everything works fine. The problems typically come when you do not have access to the internet, and therefore cannot use any of the Web 2.0 services. Another common problem for schools is that many schools filter and block these Web 2.0 services, and therefore cannot be used at school. This past week, Google's Gmail web services experienced an outage lasting approximately 100 minutes. An outage of any of Google's servers is extremely rare, so when an outage occurs, it is big news. For those relying solely upon Gmail for their email services, users could not access their accounts through web access. If you are one of these users, I suspect you may have panicked to find out that you could not log into Gmail to check your email during this brief outage period. I have provided links in the show notes to a couple of articles related to the Google Gmail outage if you would like to learn more, including a link to Google's official blog with an explanation of what happened. There was another Web 2.0 incident that recently occurred involving well-known technology blogger Robert Scoble, who had his WordPress blog hacked into, and the hackers deleted some of his content along with some other nefarious activities. Hackers also broke into Scoble's blog back in May of this year, and he thought he had the issue resolved until the incident last week. I have provided links to a couple of articles related to this incident in the show notes. Here is a quote from Robert Scoble from a VentureBeat article regarding the recent hacker attack. Quote, "They broke back in, but this time they did a lot more damage. They deleted about 2 months of my blog. Yes, I didn't have a backup. I should learn to do backups. We're doing them now. Life has a way of beating you if you don't have backups." Unquote. This is very sad, knowing that someone deleted files from your account, and is even worse when you know that you did not back up your files. Web 2.0 services in this regard are becoming their own worst enemy because they have been so reliable in the past that we begin to take them for granted. We get lazy and do not routinely back up files because we rarely have a need to use backup files. However, when we do need them, we really need them, and kick ourselves for not taking a few minutes to protect hundreds of hours of work by simply copying important files to a backup device. It really is rule number one of computing. Always have a backup of your important data files. How do you know what's important? I use the pain theory. If it would be painful for me to recreate something I have done using a computer, then it's time for a backup. The seconds and minutes that it takes to make a backup is my insurance policy against disaster. As director of the ITC, I occasionally get a student that comes to me with a flash drive that contains their 25-page report that is usually due in the next hour, and says that their flash drive will not open their report. Somehow the files have become corrupted. Maybe it was that trip through the washing machine. The first thing I ask them is, "Do you have a backup?" You can guess what the answer is most of the time. Now, this can happen to the best of us, as illustrated by Robert Scoble's case. The Scobalizer blog ranks among the top 500 most popular blogs on Technorati, and even a person with his knowledge and abilities has been burned by not adhering to rule number one. He has paid the price and has lost about 2 months' worth of content. So the moral of this story is to always have a backup. For Web 2.0 services, I call this working with a net on the internet. When I post an episode of Tech Talk for Teachers to my blog site, I also keep a local copy on my computer. That way, in the unlikely event that my Google blog account gets deleted or hacked into, I have the original source files in a different location and I can recover if necessary. It is also why I have a SkyDrive account where I save selected files to the internet so I have access to them from anywhere there is an internet connection. If you would like to learn more about SkyDrive, check out episode 67 of Tech Talk for Teachers. A link is available in the show notes. My technology pick of the week this week is from fellow listener Dr. Jake Emmett from our Kinesiology and Sports Studies department here at EIU. Dr. Emmett submitted Evernote to be considered for this week's tech pick. Evernote is a great Web 2.0 service, especially for people who need a little help with finding things over time. Evernote's slogan is, "Remember everything." A link to the Evernote service is also provided in the show notes, along with a link to learn more about this innovative service. As usual, the basic Evernote account is free. Evernote is a great service for teachers and students, and if you use this service, you can place notes, documents, and pictures into your account, and they all become searchable. If you need to find something, and it is in your Evernote account, you can just type a search term, and Evernote will find everything related to your search. Pretty handy for remembering everything for you. One of the neatest technologies built into Evernote is the ability to read information stored in picture format. For example, you can take a picture of someone's business card, and Evernote will recognize the text on the card, and the text becomes searchable. Pretty cool. Thanks, Dr. Emmett, for the recommendation. I also invite other listeners of Tech Talk for Teachers to submit your favorite tech tools to be considered as a future tech pick of the week. This podcast is all about sharing, so let's share our favorites so we can all become better teachers. That wraps it up for episode 97 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Transcripts and show notes of this episode and archived episodes are available on the web at the Eastern Illinois University Instructional Technology Center website at www.eiu.edu/IPC. Just click on the Tech Talk for Teachers podcast link. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a comment on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.